The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got so many things to talk about. I made a terrible mistake just now. You know, sometimes you make mistakes. I made a terrible mistake. I got the TV monitor up here in the newsroom or in the studio, and, well, cable news is on, and, of course, the impeachment trial is on. And I made the mistake of unmuting the TV. I said I wasn't going to do it. But it's kind of like, you know, when there's a wreck, you have to look. You don't want to look, but you got to look. Well, this is one of America's worst train wrecks. And anyway, seriously, I wasn't going to listen, but Adam Schiff is up. And I thought, I wonder what he's saying. I feel extremely sorry for this guy and the other managers, as they're called. They have to speak all day, every day, for 3 days about nothing. They have to make things up. They have to say the same things over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Anyway, I unmuted it, and Adam Schiff is talking about Russia and Donald Trump. And seriously, I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm not trying to be funny. I thought, are you serious? 2 years, millions and millions of dollars in the Mueller report that said there was no Russian collusion. Talk about a nothing burger. And here is Adam Schiff in the middle of the impeachment trial bringing up something that has been completely proven false. I quickly hit the mute button again, and I thought, talk about desperate. By the way, the polls are indicating that upwards, depending on the poll, upwards of 80% of Americans are paying no attention to this at all. Upwards of 80% of Americans are saying, I don't even want to watch this stuff. I don't know, but I think this is going to backfire big time on the Democrats. And after this, I hope so. I really do. Oh, my goodness. All right, all right, all right. To the news of the day. Really good, good news. The Trump administration, the Justice Department of the Trump administration, has come down on the side of a very important piece of legislation passed here in the state of Ohio back in 2017 that has been on hold because of the courts. It is known as the Down Syndrome Non-Discrimination Act. It is a piece of legislation that simply says, in the state of Ohio, you cannot abort a baby just because there has been a diagnosis in the womb of Down syndrome. This is common sense, but it's locked up in the courts. And the Justice Department of the Trump administration has come down on the side of this important piece of legislation. The Justice Department says the law affirms the integrity of the medical profession and yet protects individuals from discrimination based on a disability. Quote, at issue is a 2017 Ohio law prohibiting doctors from performing abortions if the doctor has knowledge that the pregnant woman is seeking the abortion in whole or in part due to a prenatal Down syndrome diagnosis. Quote, many women whose unborn children are diagnosed with Down syndrome receive the message that those children would be better off never being born. The anti-discrimination law promotes Ohio's contrary message that people with Down syndrome have lives worth living, lives worth protecting. Now, folks, this is coming from our government. This is coming from the government that for so many years has been on the side of killing the unborn, killing the innocent, saying that a child with Down syndrome is not worthy of living. I don't know about you, but this is incredible. Again, let me quote from the Justice Department friend of the court brief filed yesterday. The anti-discrimination law promotes Ohio's contrary message that people with Down syndrome have lives worth living, worth protecting. The validity of such a message is evident, especially when one considers the once pervasive practice of involuntarily sterilizing those with mental disabilities, which the judiciary itself endorsed. Just as the state may reasonably fear that permitting assisted suicide will start it down the path to voluntary and perhaps even involuntary euthanasia, it may also conclude that permitting providers knowingly to perform abortions on the basis of Down syndrome will open the door to the involvement of the state's medical profession with abortions done on the basis of race, sex, genetic makeup, or other attributes that can be detected prenatally. What a brilliant argument from the U.S. Justice Department. If we start aborting babies just because there's Down syndrome, what about aborting them just because they're black or white? Or how about aborting them simply because they're a male or a female or they have blonde hair? It's a brilliant defense of this law, and I applaud the Justice Department under President Trump in assisting Ohio in defending this law. Passed in 2017, has never been implemented, but it's winding its way through the courts, and with the assistance of the U.S. Justice Department, maybe we will finally see Down syndrome babies treated not as something to be destroyed, but someone to be loved. God bless them. May their tribe increase. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, oh, I got more good news. Oh, you talk about good news? Oh, my goodness. Wait till you hear the good news that I have for you when we return.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, how about some good news? If you've been listening the last few days, you know I have been sharing with you the incredible ministry of Option Line at Heartbeat International. We started out a week ago today with a goal of $8,000. And if you have been listening, it started out very, very, very slow. It did. Slow but steady. And every day, more and more of you called, more and more of you pledged. And yesterday, Sanctity of Life Day, the day we commemorate the horrible Supreme Court decision called Roe v. Wade 47 years ago yesterday. And as a result, 62 million innocent unborn babies aborted here in America alone. Shared with you about Option Line, the fact that it is absolutely verifiable and provable that on average about 18 babies are saved from abortion every single hour at Option Line. And I simply ask you to give. And you did. Yesterday was an unbelievable day. Remember, our goal was $8,000. Yesterday, we ended the day with $9,263. Now, a good part of that at the very end was due to Sunlight Painting, a wonderful small business here in Columbus owned by a wonderful Christian young man who is pro-life, and he wanted to save some babies. Sunlight House Painting chipped in $1,200 and put us over the top. So right now, we're at $9,263. Now, in realistic terms, what does that do? That takes care of 124 hours of Option Line. 124 hours. A little over 5 full days, 1 full business week, Monday to Friday. I get goosebumps, glory bumps when I think about this. 1 full business week, an Option Line will be completely underwritten by you folks, Bob Burney Live listeners. 5.16 days. If on average 18 babies are saved every single hour, here's what I want you to hear. Because of your gifts, because of your generosity, because of your sacrifice, at least 2,232 babies that would have been aborted will not be. 2,232 babies will get a chance to live because of this incredible audience. I keep telling you folks what we do here every day is important, and that's why I beg you to tell others to join us. What we are doing here every day is important. 2,232 babies will be saved. Now, we have reached our goal. We have exceeded our goal. And so maybe once or twice in the entire day, I'll give you the phone number because you can still call. I mean, we're well over our goal, praise God. But every $75 takes care of another hour, and another 18 children, another 18 babies are saved. So let me give you the phone number, 800-999-7408. If you would like to join the many, many other Bob Burney Live listeners, the other LTDs, if you'd like to join them in saving the lives of the unborn, call this number, 800-999-7408. You call now, tonight, tomorrow, 800-999-7408. But what I really want to do is just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, 2,232 babies saved. Well, here's the flip side of the coin. Headline, Planned Parenthood is dedicated to taking out President Donald Trump. Quote, we have to undo the damage. Now think about this. Think about how unbelievably ironic this is. There is no doubt Donald Trump is the most pro-life president in our lifetime. Not only does he talk the talk, he's walked the walk. The Justice Department, standing behind the Ohio Down Syndrome bill, his administration coming to the aid of pro-life people here in Ohio. I'll have more about it after the top of the hour. Donald Trump is going to be in person at the March for Life tomorrow in Washington, D.C. First time in American history that a sitting president will actually be there physically. That's tomorrow. Now, because of his efforts, dozens and dozens of pro-life judges have been appointed. New laws have been passed. And yet Planned Parenthood is planning on spending at least $45 million to defeat Donald Trump. How do we know? Because the acting president, Alexis McGill Johnson, said, we have a lot of work ahead to undo all the damage done by the Trump administration. Now, again, think of the evil irony. The Trump administration, like him or hate him, the Trump administration has stood for life, save lives, save innocent lives, more so than any president in American history. And Planned Parenthood says we have to undo the damage. What? Now, under the Trump administration, have women been denied health care? No. Mammograms? No. Family planning? No. So what do you mean undo the damage? I keep telling you this, and it's true. Planned Parenthood is an evil organization. $45 million to defeat Trump. All right, we'll be right back.